You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension comprised of knowledge, opinions, and entertainment. A journey on a virtual information highway into a wondrous land whose boundaries are more distant than the outer reaches of the Twitter sphere. Your next stop, The Trend Zone.
Hello and welcome to The Trend Zone. Casey here with Dave, and each week at the Football Radio Show, we give you our expert inside analysis and opinions on the top trending stories in the NFL. Dave, my amigo, are you ready, brother?
Yeah, I'm ready now. Thanks.
All right, your next stop, The Trend Zone. Today's episode, we'll get to our fantasy go-back start of the week, survival picks, my football radio show power rankings. We got some awesome games coming up week 11. But, Dave, you know we don't do anything without the tasty, dankest nugs, brah.
I got one for the people, Casey. This is my AFC West. I'm sorry to say, but the AFC West has three teams in it with seven wins, Casey. Amazing domination in this AFC West. The downside of the story is my Chargers aren't one of them. But wow, how rare is that? Seven wins for three different teams at this stage in the season, man.
That's crazy, bro, but it's no easier in my NFC East because every team has 500 record or better, man.
Damn.
Crazy. If the playoffs started today, bro, our whole divisions would be eating up those wild card spots. Bonkers.
No doubt. But fans of other teams, do not despair. In fact, since 1990, 25 teams have qualified for the playoffs with a losing record through nine games. Last year, Casey, four teams that were 4-5 made it into the playoffs, man. That's pretty impressive.
All right, baby. Just got to stay focused. Anything can happen.
That's right, man. All right, Casey, let's move it along. I know this one's a tough one for you, but yesterday, Tony Romo speaks, bro. Talk about it.
Yeah, dude. Trippy emotional day, bro, man. I thought it would be a happy occasion with Romo finally being back, but this was very somber, man. It just didn't feel great. And even though I completely love Dak, dude, and I love what's going on with the Cowboys, it's hard not to feel completely awful for Romo, dude. This guy's carried some awful Cowboy teams that would have been terrible without him. And during his career, he's gotten a lot of unjustified criticism. But those that actually know football know how good Tony Romo really is, man. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league. If he was on a different team right now, he would be starting on probably 27, 28 teams, dude. He's right up there. And that speech yesterday, dude, complete testament to what a great person, leader, and teammate Tony Romo is. In my opinion, he definitely deserves a Super Bowl, and hopefully, you know, he'll be part of this this run. Hopefully, the Cowboys are on the throne.
You're already in there, huh?
With it, dude. So, and I started flash forwarding to, you know, maybe next year and seeing him on a different team, which I'm not ready for.
Right.
So I'm just trying to stay focused with what's going on now. Lots of football still to be played in. I tell you what, bro, if his number is called, he will definitely be ready. Class act, man. Tony Romo, still QB number one in my heart, bro.
Yeah, don't forget, you know, it was Tom Brady took over from Bledsoe. Bledsoe got Bledsoed in that scenario, but he was really important in that AFC Championship game, coming back and making some big plays in order to get the Patriots to the Super Bowl that season. So, never know. Tony could still be a big, big factor in this playoff run that we're anticipating the Cowboys having.
All right, Dave, I gotta get my emotions in check real quick, baby.
Put together over there.
I'm trying, man. All right, let's get it started with your go back start of the week. Give me a minute to get composed.
All right, dude, this kills me. But last week I should have played the Baltimore defense that I picked up with my number one waiver wire position, and then proceeded on forgetting to put into the lineup on Thursday. So I had to cut them and pick up another defense. Luckily, I was spared the torment of losing. I won by 0.7, but I was squirming on Monday Night Football as Jeremy Hill racked up some yards there. I should have been comfortably ahead. I deserved my torment, though. Case, give the people your go back start of the week.
Well, I didn't lose to Beanie, but I did lose to
That's
one
something.
Of the donkey teams, dude. But to my defense, my Andrew Luck was on a bye, so I went with the Cuddy. Dave, if I ever say I'm going with the Cuddy again, punch me right in the face, dude, because the Cuddy is awful. He don't care about your fantasy team, dude.
No.
I thought he would have a good game against the Tampa Bay Bucks. I was completely wrong. But here's who I could have gone with instead of Cutler. Ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Colin Kaepernick, Ryan Tannehill, Dak Prescott, Blake Bortles, Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, Carson Palmer, Bryce Petty, bro. I could have gone with Bryce Petty and got more points than the Cuddy. Could have gone with Cody Kessler.
Bam.
Got more points than the Cuddy. I lost my game. Any of those top guys, Cap, Tanny, Prescott, Bortles, I would have won. So feeling mighty low, dude, and you can't be making those type of mistakes this close to playoff season, bro.
No, Cuddy don't care, Casey. That's your lesson.
Cuddy does not care, man. Donked out. Donked out. All right, speaking of donk out, dude, I've been donked out of the survival pool for many weeks now, but you are still alive. Hit the peoples with what's keeping you breathing.
I'm feeling pretty good with just one strike and the three strikes. But I wasn't stupid enough to not put Baltimore in over Cleveland on Thursday. That's the one thing I did handle before that kickoff. And Baltimore took care of business there for me, and I wasn't squirming very much into the second half.
Yeah, Arizona was the most popular correct pick last week. And plug yours real quick, Dave.
Nah.
Your San Diego Chargers was the most popular incorrect pick.
Brutal, dude. We find ways to freaking lose games, don't we, man? We're inventing new ways to lose games. All right, Case, give me and give the people your power rankings for this week, dude.
All right, man. A little move into pole position here for a couple of the teams. Got to throw in my honorable mention, the Tennessee Titans, dude. Love what these guys are doing. Running the football. Marcus Mariota's playing some really good football, too.
Yep.
And that Dick LeBeau defense starting to look good. They're just an honorable mention, though. So starting at number five, dude, those Kansas City Chiefs sitting at 7-2, man. It's not sexy what they do, but it's efficient. Bro.
Yeah, man, they hang around football games and find a way to win late, man. It's impressive stuff.
Yeah, and then, all right, number four, staying in the AFC West. I got the Oakland Raiders, dude, 7-2. They were just chilling on a bye week, so they still got to move up in this poll. Raiders got the huge game in Mexico City, baby. It's a home game, but it's technically a road game, and that's good news for the silver and black.
Yeah, Raiders just hang around in football games and find a way to win, Casey.
That's not what they do.
5-0 on the road, though. This team, they don't find a way to win. They steal games away, man. It's impressive.
Well, they are Raiders.
Yeah, Raiders.
All right, dude. At number three, falling from the perch, I got those New England Patriots. I could still keep them at number one in this power ranking, dude. They're still probably going to be the rep in the Super Bowl on the AFC side. It's a rarity to see them lose at home. It's even more rare for Tom Brady not to have a touchdown pass at home, dude. But they're going to bounce back. But I had to drop them with that loss.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Justifiably so. But they're, like you said, they're positioning to be playing the AFC Championship in New England. And that's a tough thing. That's a ticket to the Super Bowl, right?
Thought Tom Brady was angry coming back. Now that he's lost the game, he's even angrier. All right, dude. So number two, you know who moved up? The Seattle Seahawks, baby. They go into New England to beat those Patriots. Dude, Russell Wilson is looking healthy. That was his best game all season.
Yeah.
Over 300 yards and three touchdowns against that Patriots defense. But the mobility's back. We saw him take the one touchdown rushing in and the defense, too. LOB.
Yeah, 6-2-1, they snuck by a couple of those games along the way. This record could be a lot worse. But now that, like you said, getting healthy, heading in the right direction, this team's going to peak at the right time. That's important. Casey, who's left? I don't understand. Aren't all the good teams gone?
Woo! All except one, the hottest team in the NFL. That is my Dallas Cowboys. 8 in a row. An impressive victory on the road in Pittsburgh last week. What a fun game to watch. Even if you're a Steeler fan, you had to love this game except for the last 42 seconds. But just a great team win. They're getting contributions everywhere. And, we're zeking it up, baby.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. How many? 7 lead changes in that game. That's a pretty rare thing. That thing was a back and forth.
So awesome, dude. All right, Dave. Week 11. How stoked are you, bro?
Oh, dude. This week is, as last week was, just packed with some killer, critical football games, bro.
All right, dude, I want to hit you up with a reminder not to sit your defense because we got Thursday night football coming up, baby. The 4-5 New Orleans Saints at the 3-6 Carolina Panthers, and the Panthers are 3.5-point favorites in this game.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome football game, Casey. This is a desperation bowl. Tell the people what to expect about this one, dude.
Dude, both teams coming off of brutal losses at games they should have won. I mean, New Orleans, dude, getting the extra point that would have given them the lead blocked and returned and losing by that.
Pain.
And we talked about those Chiefs. They were playing the Panthers, and the Panthers had a big lead, got comfortable, and the turnovers really cost them in that one. A couple costly ones from Cam. They're -7 on the season, dude, so they got to clean that up. But these teams played in Week 6. And New Orleans beat the Panthers 41-38 on a game-winning 52-yard field goal to end it there. So I think if Carolina can clean up those turnovers, they're going to be all right.
No doubt about it, Casey. That's going to be obviously a critical game. I think loser can go ahead and forget about it.
All right, Dave, up next, we got a sweet NFC game. The 4-4-1. That's just... all these weird tied teams in here, man. It's freaking me out. But Arizona, they're going on the road to take on the Minnesota Vikings at 5-4. And Dave, this one is a pick 'em.
Yeah, I think if you like offense, you might pick a different game. But this one, I don't know. The way Minnesota's been playing offense in particular, but obviously they've lost 4 in a row after that 5-0 start. Just in tailspin this team, but two of the better defenses in the league, so it should be a slugfest this one. But Arizona's offense, though, on the other hand, is decent, actually. Minnesota offense was bad, and now they've gotten worse, man. They cannot run, and they're last in the league in total yards and rush yards, and now their defense, unlike the beginning, is not scoring touchdowns to win football games for them. The thing about Minnesota is, though, they got the same record as Detroit. They're one up on Green Bay. So that's actually a wide-open divisional race. If they can get their act together, they still got a chance to win that division. Arizona, two back from Seattle. Both these teams, obviously, in the wild card hunt. So it's going to be a huge game.
Yeah, Vikings got to be able to pass block a little bit for Sam Bradford.
Oh, they lost
Jake Long last week. That's brutal. And they cannot run the football. Got to figure it out, or they're going to be watching the playoffs.
No doubt. Okay, Case, up next is Tennessee Titans at 5-5. They are headed to Indianapolis to play the 4-5 Colts. Another critical matchup. Colts at home favored by 3.
Yeah, and the Colts beat these Titans in Tennessee week 7, 34-26. And I remember them Titans, but now I'm starting to believe in them, baby. Marcus Mariota really playing great football. But we've seen those big mistakes at crucial moments for him this year. It's really cost him some games. When he doesn't have that mistake, they're winning those games. And DeMarco Murray, bro, is running with a vengeance, man. So that offense is really starting to heat up. But these Colts, man, they have offensive line problems, too. They're coming off a bye week. They're going to be in the mix here, dude. Andrew Luck is a great quarterback. They have some weapons there. Hopefully they can get healthy enough to make something happen, man. This AFC South, dude, has still got a shakeup going on, man. It's not over yet.
No, it's wide open. I love what the Tennessee Titans have done on the offensive line over the last handful of seasons, really helping out Mariota at quarterback and then bringing in Henry as the other running back. Pretty impressive, man.
Yeah, nice 1-2 punch. All right, Dave, up next, we got the 4-5 Buffalo Bills at the 3-5-1. Another tied team, dude. Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals. Our 3-point favorites at home.
Yeah, the Bills coming off the bye, so they're a little healed up, maybe rested. But previous to that, they played a real competitive game in Seattle. Came up a little short after the officials kind of screwed them on that roughing call. That changed the way that game unfolded towards the end there. And then the Bengals coming off a close game against the New York Giants in New York the other night there. But when you look at this Bills team, they're a real one-dimensional team with the second-best running team but the second-worst passing team. The Bengals' offense, on the other hand, is decent, but they're just not putting up enough points to win football games. And this defense for the Bengals, not as good as it's been over the last 5 or 6 years when they've been sort of running that division. This is absolutely a must-win game for both of these teams. If you want a chance to make the playoffs, you have got to get this win.
Big time, dude. The Bengals lately have let a couple get away. They got the tie in England and then losing by one on Monday night. They're not too far off, but they got to get it right now.
Yeah, no time to spend to waste here. Okay, Case, up next, it's the Baltimore Ravens. They're 5-4 and feeling pretty good about themselves. They are at Dallas, who is 8-1 and feeling really good about themselves. How in the heck are these Ravens? They can't possibly be. This is a typo, Casey. This has got to be Dallas favored by 7, right, my friend?
Yeah, man, you got to give the Dallas the edge at home here. But these Baltimore Ravens, man, it's not been pretty, but the defense has been awesome, man. That's the number one rush defense in the NFL. The number one defense in the NFL, man.
Damn.
Keeping these games ugly and low scoring, grimy. Steve Smith is back. That's helping Flacco out. It looked like last week Flacco is really starting to heat up, or maybe he was just playing the Browns. It's too hard to tell.
Yeah.
They don't have a great running game right now, but, you know, that defense is keeping them in games. And dude, for the Cowboys, a super emotional week coming off the,
right.
Tony Romo, presser there a couple days ago. But this is the hottest team in the NFL right now, rolling 8 in a row, doing stuff on both sides of the ball, getting contributions from a lot of young guys, on offense and defense. But it was these stupid Ravens that ruined the goodbye to the old Texas Stadium. So anything is possible with these guys if they want to muck it up and keep it close. This defense really could give Dak some trouble, but we haven't seen much of that this year, so I'm still going with the Cowboys. Romo will be dressed for this one, so if he's called into action, he's finally going to be ready. Sanchez is going to go back to the emergency QB. But, dude.
Feel good about that, right?
Yeah, feeling really good about that. I mentioned that tough Ravens defense, but nobody's been able to slow Zeke down. So hopefully we Zeke it up on Sunday, baby.
No doubt. I love what the Cowboys offensive line has been doing for Zeke and for Dak, really opening up huge holes for Zeke that he's blowing through, man, and then making Dak comfortable back there. It's real exciting to see this Cowboys offense go.
All right, Dave, we got a bird battle coming up. It's the 5-4 Philadelphia Eagles. They're heading to Seattle to take on the 6-2-1 Seahawks. Hawks, 6.5-point favorites at home.
Tough place to play, man. And this Philly team, though, coming off a big win against the Falcons, where they ran all over the place, over 200 yards, and they really stopped the Falcons. Really impressive running game that the Falcons had with that two running backs. And they'll have those running backs at their disposal. But last week they got that win, so they're feeling good about that. Ryan Matthews got it going over 100 yards and 2 scores there. But the Seahawks, man, like we said earlier, they're peaking at the right time. They're getting healthier. They got the tight end involved there, Jimmy Graham. Big time last week. We're finally seeing what he can do again. And Russell Wilson, 3 touchdown passes to Baldwin. I mean, this is a Seahawks team that is tough at home and that's playing some good football. Their best football of the season right now as they come up that big win last week.
Oh yeah, Carson Wentz, a rookie. He's never experienced anything like playing in Seattle, man. It's
loud.
Is going to be rocking there. Good luck with that, bro.
Okay, Case, up next, Sunday Night Football. It's the Green Bay Packers. Surprising at this point in time, 4-5. Maybe it's time to panic. But they're at Washington, 5-3-1. Another tie in this mix. And Washington at home favored by 2.5.
Yeah, you mentioned it. The panic. A-Rod not telling people to relax anymore, man. Telling his teammates to wake the F up.
There you go.
No spark on those guys, man. They don't look like they're balling. They're not having fun. They can't run the football, dude. They've lost 3 in a row, dude. And Aaron Rodgers' team has lost 3 in a row. And they got run over last week. So the Pack really needs to do a gut check time and really do some soul searching and find out what they want to do. But we mentioned it earlier, dude. That division, NFC North, is still right there for the taking. So they're not out of it by any means. They actually have a good record in the division. But, Fat Rob over there on Washington Redskins, bro. It looked like Matt Jones was going to be the dude this year, and he fumbled that opportunity away. Fat Rob last week against those Vikings. So I just like saying Fat Rob.
It's not Fat Eddie. We're going to the other side here. This is an affectionate Fat Rob, though, right?
Yeah, it's affectionate Fat Rob last week against those Vikings. Almost 100 yards, 97. And BD is on an outbreak in D.C., so you got to protect yourself there. Yeah, that is bad, but it's good for the Redskins, dude. Through 9 games, he's got 26 receptions and almost 400 yards. You team him up with Jordan Reed over there, dude, and it is a lethal 1-2 punch. That's opening a lot of stuff up for Kirk Cousins in this offense. They hope to get DeSean Jackson back in this, and that would be bad news for the Green Bay secondary because they've been banged up. They've been getting torched. But this Redskins team goes as Kirk Cousins goes. When he's efficient, handles his biz in the red zone, this is a very impressive Washington team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When Washington puts it together, they can really put points up on anyone. And I don't know that Green Bay offense is in sync right now, the way we've seen over the last, 5 or 6 years with Aaron Rodgers there. I'm scared to say this might be the end of the end of the road for a 12 seed Green Bay Packers team. They got to win this one.
Wow. Yeah, can't lose 4 in a row. All right, Dave, to wrap this week up, Viva Mexico, baby, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
The 6-3 Houston Texans at the 7-2 Oakland Raiders. Raiders, 6-point favorites in Mexico City, bro. This game is going to be fire.
Yeah, no doubt. The two first place teams in their division. First ever Monday Night Football game outside the United States. Pretty impressive. They are going to pack it in there in Estadio Azteca there. It is going to be wild.
Wait, sell that, baby. Tell me.
Estadio Azteca is going to be muy insano. I don't know if that's a word or not. The Texans have won 2 straight. The Raiders have won 3 straight. I think 6 out of 7 for the Raiders. They are really, really playing some good football. Raiders coming off a bye, but they beat the Broncos before that in a statement win. Even though I don't know the Broncos are as good as they were last year, that was a big-time win for the Raiders. In that one, running back Latavius Murray came back strong, 114 yards, 3 scores, so they got that going on. They had a hodgepodge of running backs there, but with Murray back there, that's a significant upgrade, and that is legit. Derek Carr, though, dude, this guy has come of age. 17 TDs, just 3 picks. Of all the major quarterbacks in the league, guys that have got a handful of touchdown passes, he has by far the best ratio of TDs to interceptions, man. He is playing excellent mistake-free football. It's going to be an awesome football game, though. I don't want to say, but I'm not totally sold on this Texans team, and this Raiders team looks like they're going to take this thing by the throat, man. I'm impressed with what the Raiders have done this year. I hate to say it, but the Raiders are back.
Yeah, dude. I look at this Texans squad, and I'm like, how the hell are they 6-3? Every game I've watched of them has not been pretty, although they did squeeze me out of winning the picks a couple weeks ago when they beat those Colts, so maybe I'm just holding a grudge. But this is going to be an awesome game. You're right, baby. The Raiders are back. This is going to be fun to watch.
Big time, bro.
All right, hey, if you haven't done so already, and I know you probably have, but get on over to YouTube. Subscribe to the Football Radio Show YouTube channel. We're also on Instagram. Lots of visual stimuli for your eyeballs there. Week 11, bro. So much good action. We're fired up. We hope you are, too. That's going to do it for this episode of The Trend Zone. He's Dave. I'm Casey. Enjoy the games, people. We're out of here.